We're on the bottom of Chav Zayin with base. Shaul Talmid of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua b'Maher Rach Deyomim. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua why he was zolche to Arichas Yomim. Amar lehem, miyom may lo asisi kapandri lo beis haknesses. I never made the shul a shortcut. We said, sorry, lo basati, okay. Right, Shaul Talmid of Preda b'Maher Rach Deyomim. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Preda the same question. Omar lahem, miyom may lo kidmani odom beis medrash. No one ever came before me to the beis medrash. Velo beirachti lifnei kohen. Rashi learns that it's going on Birkas Hamazon. I never accepted benching the mezumin before a kohen. The Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Velo achalti mi behema shlohumra matnoseha. I never ate from an animal that the matnos kahuna, the Zroa, the Chayayim, and Kev, which you're supposed to give to the Kohen, weren't taken yet. The Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, Osur Lechum Ibehema Shalahum Ramat Noseho. You're not allowed to eat from an animal that the Matnas Kun have been taken out of. The Omer of Yitzchak, Kolahochum Ibehema Shalahum Ramat Noseho, Kilo Ochel Tvalim. It's like eating Tevel. You ate from grain that the Trumas and Maestras weren't taken off, so it's Tevel. Same thing, if you eat from an animal that the Matonas weren't taken off, it's also considered like tevel. The less hilchos k'tevel say, the halach is not like Rabbi Yochanan. And Mamela, when Rabbi Preda said that he never ate from an animal that lohur mat noseha, even though the halach is not like that, you could eat from the animal. It's different than trumas and maisers, because trumas and maisers, the truma and maiser is the exact same thing as the grain. So you don't know which is which. Masha Enkin, when it comes to an animal, you know which is Israel, the Chayayim, and Keva. They're already separated, basically, and identifiable. So therefore, they don't answer the rest of the animal. But even so, Repreda didn't eat from such an animal until the Matanas were given. Or some say that Repreda Taka held the halachas, you can't eat from it, but he lived in Chutzlaritz. And in Chutzlaritz, the halachas you don't give Matnas Kahuna. And still, he didn't eat from an animal that Matnas Kahuna weren't taken from. Right, that it's proper to give deference to a Kohen, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. He never benched, or Tosus learns, he never took an Aliyah before a Kohen. Right? Also Talmud Chacham Chayiv Misa. If a Talmud Chacham gives deference to an Am Ha'aretz, a Kohen, right, so he's Mevaza the Torah. Because the Kohen is an Amharis, so he has no business benching before a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a Kohen, even if he's a Kohen Gadol. So the Talmud Chacham is a Chayiv Misa, Shenemar, Kol Mesanai Ehavu Mavis. All those that hate me love death. Al Tikre Mesanai Elamasniai. People make other people hate me. Because he's Mezalzel in the Torah, he makes other people think the Torah is cheap. Here's this big Amharis, just happens to be a Kohen benching before the Talmud Chacham, it makes Talmud Chachamim and Torah look cheap. Ki Komer Iyu B'Shovim. He's talking with their equal. Tosa says, not Mamash equal, because Mamash equal, Ivadi has to give cover to the Kohen. But they were talking where, what's it called, where the other person was a Talmud Chacham, not equal to Rab Preda, and really Rab Preda should have benched first, but he was allowed at least to give deference to the Kohen, because the Kohen wasn't an Amoritz. Rashi. Matnoseha, Azroel Chayam Ekeva, those are called Matnas Kahuna, from an animal that you shecht, a regular chulin animal. Velo beirachti besuda lefnei kohen. I never benched, took the zimun before a kohen. Domer marvi kidashto. Lechol dover shebekdusha, you have to be mekadish the kohen for all divrei kedusha. Liftoach rishon, levorech rishon, right? Gets the first aliyah, and he gets the first bracha in what's it called, in benching, and so on. And if there's a speaker, he should speak first, and so on. Masniyai shegormin lebneon lesanoso, causes people to hate the Rabban Hashem. Sharua tamat chacham shofal lefnei hama'oret omrei nachas ruch betorah. Somebody who sees a tamat chacham taking second place to an hama'oret says, you see, Torah is not so important. Okay. Shalu Talmid of Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana, b'mahe rach de yomim. Omer lohem, miyom elo nishabadati b'kolon chaveirai. I never got covered because of somebody else's failure. Right? and they say lemaisa, that's mamish asr, and the Gemara is going to explain what it means, but that's mamish asr. So it's talking where he won somebody over in a Torah argument. He didn't even feel good about it that he won the other person over. I never went to sleep with somebody's curse still on my lips. In other words, I never was still upset with somebody before I went to bed. Vatrim b'moni ha'yisi, and I was what's it called mevater on my mama, even though I had the right to be makbid on it, I gave it up. Now, what are these things? Lo nischabarati b'kolin chaveri ki hoda ravuna bar ravuna, it's like ravuna. Dori Mora Akashle, right? Rav Huna was carrying a hoe on his shoulder. Also Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, the Kodori Minei, Rav Chana Bar Chanilai wanted to take it from him and carry it for him. Omerle Iregilis the Doris Bemasoch Dori, the Ilo is Yakuri Anobazilusa Didoch. If you normally carry something like this in your city and it's not in a bazillion to you, then fine, you can carry it for me. But if in your city you don't normally carry this, so it's a bazillion for you. I'm going to benefit from your bazillion. Velo also mitosi kilas chaveri, kedahad omar zut mar zutra, ki havisolik lepurim. When Rav Zutra would go to sleep, before he would go to sleep, omar shori le lechol man detzarim. He would be mochel anybody who was mitzayer him. Rashi, lo nischabarit v'shul azul mora porish belaz a ho. Try to take it away from him to carry it in order to what's it called, to be mechabed Rav Nechunya ben Akana, mechabed Rav Huna. Doris b'masach sha'at no se kli kaze be'iricha. If you normally carry a kli like this publicly in your city, then I'll let you take it. Okay. They ask, how is it shayach that Mar Zutra should always forgive people who were mitzayer him? The halacha is that kol Talmud Chacham she'enu nokim the noter kenocha she'enu Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mochel people who are mitzayer him. So the machalik between if they mitzayer him in his own personal things, or they mitzayer him in things milei d'shmaya, right? They refuse to listen to a psak or something like that, then he's not allowed to forgive them. If it's on personal things, then what's it called? He's allowed to forgive them. What? The tshuva, fine. They guess mechila. We're talking about forgiving them without them. He used to, before he went to sleep, forgive everybody who did anything without any kind of tshuva. Right? The second pshat, the Rambam says that if the person insulted a Talmud Chacham publicly, so he's not allowed to forgive him. And if what's it called, if it's private, then he could. And others say that in his own heart, privately, he could forgive him. But publicly, he has to act as if he, what's it called, is not forgiving, as kovod haTorah. Okay. Vatur mamoni ha'yisi, do omar mar, iyu vatur mamoni ha'di. Right? Iyuv was also a person who yielded his own money. He was mevatur on his own money. Even though he had a right to claim it, he didn't claim it. Why? If there was a shail of, you know, how much money to pay for something or whatever, and it was in between, he gave the extra pruta to the storekeeper. Okay, Vaita. Show Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Nechunya Hagadol. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Nechunya Hagadol, what were you zocher to long life? Also, God say so his avodim. The Komochule, and they started to hit Rabbi Akiva, right? Because they thought it was improper for him to what's it called? They asked the Rebbe such a question that what's it called? It's like he can't forgive him the long life. And how come he lived so long? So they started hitting him. Solik Yosef Aresha Dikla. So Rabbi Akiva climbed the tree to get away from them. Omer le Rebbe, im nemer keves loma nemer echot. So from the top of the tree, he screamed down to Reb Nechunya a question. If it says, es a keves, keves is singular. So it means one keves. Why do you have to say a keves ho echot? Omer lehu tzumer rabbonin hu. The ma'aseh, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a young Talmud Chacham. I see he asks good questions. Leave him alone. Shafku, He's not coming here to what's it called, to give us trouble. He meant really to ask the question. Omer le, echod miyuchad shebedro. Ha'echod doesn't mean one, it means the choice one. You have to take the best one for the korban tamid. Omer le, so he answered him now. How come what was he zochet to live so long? Miyomei lo kibalti matonos. I never accepted presents. V'lo amadati al midosai. I never stood on principle. Vatrin b'moni ha'isi. And I also never stood on the every penny, but I yielded what I really had a right to claim. I yielded to others. Lo kibalti matonos ki hodor belozer ki havi mishadri le matonos v'mein asiyah lo havi shokel. When they would send him presents from the nasi, he wouldn't take them. Ki havi mizamni le havi ozer. When they invited him places, he didn't go. He didn't want it to be in a henna from anybody else. Omer lehu lo nicha lechu da'ach yei. Then they used to say to the people who sent him the presents and invited him, you don't want me to live? Somebody who hates matonis, that doesn't mean you're not allowed to take presents. That's why it was a special thing that he didn't take. It doesn't say lo yakabel matonis yichya, it says soni matonis. Sometimes you have to take it. But you don't like the idea, you're not running after taking presents. But sometimes you have to take it. Reb Zeira also didn't take presents when they sent him from the Nasi. But when they invited him to eat, he would go. He said, they want the covet of having me eat by them, so I'm not taking from them, I'm giving to them. Somebody who doesn't stand on principle. And he foregoes what's coming to him, right? So they're mavar al kol pshah, mida keneged mida. You don't stand on principle, they don't stand on principle with you in Shemayim. Shenemar, this is the gear that we have, no se avon the over al pesha, lemi no se avon lemisha over al pesha. The Vilna Gaon has the opposite. He has what's it called, lemi over al pesha, lemisha no se avon. The same idea though, a person who isn't mocked on other people to exact from them exactly what they deserve. They don't, they're not mocked on him in Shemayim the same way. Rashi. Gavzi Srisin. These were the the Avodim. Why you Avodim Meshorsim also? The Meshorsim of Rab Nechunya. The Mochulel Rabbi Kiva. Svurin Hoyu Shoyakats Bechayim. Right, they hit Rabbi Akiva because they thought that he didn't like the fact that Rabbi Nechunya lived so long. He was asking him, how come you live so long? So they got upset with Rabbi Akiva. They started hitting him. He climbed up a tree. And from the tree, he said, "Nemer keves, es a keves echot tasel boker." Why does he have to say echot? V'lo amad yal midosei, l'shalim gmur ra l'misha tziarani. I never paid back in kind, stood on principle, and gave people what they deserve. So they didn't give me in Shemayim what I deserve either. Lil Morani Tzorich. Okay. Shaw Rebbe is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Rebbe is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Bameharach de Yomi. Omer Le Katz de Bechaya. Right? Bothers you that I live so long? Right? What are you asking these questions for? Omer Lo. In other words, you're asking, it bothers you that I live so long? You want to know how come? Omer Lo. Rebbe Torah Hiva. Lil Morani Tzorich. I'm not trying to, say that I'm not happy that you live long. I want to understand so I can do the same things. I never looked at the form of a Rosh, I never looked him in the face. Because it says if you look a Rosh in the face, so a little bit of the tomb of that Rosh comes onto you.
Does that include pictures?
What? Oh, so some say that was the Chiddush over here. Because the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also the Adam Listakel, but sell him to Musa Adam Rosh. You're not allowed to look at a Rosh. So what was the big deal that he didn't look at a Rosh? You're not allowed to. He said he didn't look at a picture of a Rosh. Shenamar lule pnei Yoshafet Melech Yehuda ninose im abit elecha v'merecha. Right? It wouldn't be that I have to look at Yoshafet, I wouldn't be looking at you, Rashi. But that's only looking directly at the person. Lule lilmod ani tzorich ulai uchalakai. Maybe I can do some of the things that you did and I'll live long too. Lule mipnei Yoshafet Melech Yehuda ninose im abit elecha merecha. Elisha Omer came li Yehoram. Yehoram was a Rasha. And Yoshafat was a tzaddik. So he told, what's it called, told Yehoram, if it wouldn't be, and they were sitting together, so if it wouldn't be that I'd have to be Mechabed Yoshafat and look at him, I wouldn't look at all. Okay. They say that the Maril Diskin was once put into prison on trumped up charges. Some Russia, massed on him to the government or whatever. And it was pretty serious charges. And he needed a lawyer. So the lawyer was a non-frum Jew. So the lawyer came to see him, and he wouldn't look at him. Looked down, and the lawyer says, "How come you're not looking at me?" He says, "You're not allowed to look at a Russia. And you're a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesh, I can't look at you." So the court case, the lawyer said to the judge, "This guy knows that I'm his only hope. And yet his principals wouldn't let him look at me because he considers me a Russia. Could you imagine that this person could have possibly done anything like that?" And they let him off because of that. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Ein of Kehos. A person looks at a Russia, his eyesight gets weak. Shemamra Vayahiki Zokin Yitzchok Vatechena Ein of Miraos. Mishum Distakel the Esav of Russia. Miraos, because he looked at Esav, that's why his eyes got, the eyesight got bad when he was old. Vahagar Male, that's what caused him. Vom Rabbi Yitzchok, La'olam Altihi Killas Hedyut Kala Beinecho. Person should not take lightly the klala of even a Hedyut. Shara Avimelech killed Sarah. Avimelech gave a backhanded compliment to Sarah, which is really a klala, v'niskayim bezara, and it wasn't mekayim by her, but by her children, by Yitzchak. By Yitzchak. Shenemar hinei hulach kisuseinayim. Kisuseinayim really means kisus is a clothing. Kisuseinayim means something that people will look at, a nice clothing. I'm giving you money and clothing to be mechaper on the fact that I took you from your husband. Al tikrei ksusa the ksia seinayim. But there was a hint over here, this should cover your eyes. In other words, should make your eyesight bad. Zemor says, hova ha garmale. Both things cause Yitzchak. Both that he looked at Esav, and also that the klala from his mother. Rava omer mehocha. Se'es p'nei rasha lo tov. It's not good to carry the face of a rasha, meaning to look at the face of a rasha. Rashi. No. B'shas p'tiraso omer le Rebbe Borcheni. When Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcha was dying, so Rebbe said, "Give me a bracha." Omer le Yirotzon shetagia lechatzi yomai. Now you should live half as long as I did. L'kulo lo, you don't give me the bracha, I should live as long as you. Omer lo haboy macharecha behema yiru. You're a nasi. If you live so long, your children aren't going to have that bracha, and they'll never become the Siyam. So what are they going to be? Shepherds? Right? So better that you should die younger, right? A normal thing, and give over your gedula to your children. Avua bar ihi, minyamin bar ihi, chad omer teisi lidlo estakli bekusi. One said, "I lived long because I didn't look at a kusi. I didn't look at a goy." The chad omer teisi lidlo adi shutvis bahadi kusi. I never made a partnership with a kusi. Right, and Tosus points out, even though la halacha, you're really not allowed to make a partnership with the goy because we're afraid that you'll have to come, he'll come to have to swear to you because of business things, and he'll swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. So Tosus says it's talking in a case where you know it won't come to that, and even if it would, you'd be mevater on the shvua. And others hold that the whole inyan of not being a shutif with the goy is only a midas chasidus, and that's why he bragged that he did this midas chasidus of never becoming a partner with the goy. But it's not really a halacha that you can't. Shalu Talmidas Reb Zeira, v'meh harachti yomim. Omer lohem, miyomei lo hikpadeti b'sof beisi, never got angry in my home, v'lo tzu'adeti v'nei shegadol mimeni, I never walked in front of somebody bigger than me, v'lo harti m'vos ha'matunofos, I didn't think about Torah in dirty alleyways where you're not allowed to speak Torah, I didn't even think about it. V'lo ha'alachti dalet amas b'lo Torah v'lo tefillin, I never walked dalet amas without thinking about Torah and without tefillin on. V'lo yashanti beis hamedrash, I never slept in the beis medrash. Lo shinas kevel shinas haroi, not I never slept there overnight, nor did I sleep even to take a nap. V'lo sasti betakolas chaveri, I never was happy with somebody else's failure. V'lo karasi lechaveri bechani chaso v'amri lo bechachinoso, I never called my friend by a nickname, to call him a nickname that is derogatory is also. I never even called him a nickname that wasn't derogatory. Rashi. Haboy macharecha behema yiru bitmiya. Ain't tov l'cha lichyos yomim ram. It's not good for you to live too long. Kamoni, like me. Shimkein lo yitlu banecha bidulasa. You're the nasi. Your children will never inherit your greatness. The ata nasi vehem kol yameim. You had yotos. So it's not proper for your family. For your family, better you should live a normal lifespan and give over your gedula to your children. Hirharti divrei Torah below Torah garasti girsasi shkura b'fitomid. I always was thinking and saying divrei Torah. Bechani chaso imkinu shem lechaveru lignai. If people gave my friend a nickname, derogatory nickname, I never used it. V'amri lo bechachin aso afilu also kinu shemesuderu bolo mishpachto shem dofi, his family name. I never called him by his family name. Kemo kosov chanichosov v'chanichosov the meseches gittin and a get. You have to mention all of the names and nicknames and family names or whatever. I never called the guy by his last name. Call them by his name. It's more covered like that than calling somebody by their last name.